It seems to me, said Tepic, as fast as possible, but not fast enough.
Hearken to the judgment of his greatness, the King Tepikaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, steersman of the Bark of the Sun, guardian of the secret knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, keeper of the way, the flail of mercy, the highborn one, the never-dying king.
It seems to me, to us, Tepic repeated, that taking all matters in consideration beyond those of mere mortal artifice, the true and just outcome in this matter... He paused. This, he thought, isn't how a god-king speaks. The landlord has been weighed in the balance and found wanting, he boomed through the mask's mouth-slit. We find for the tenant.
As one man, the court turned to Dios, who held a whispered consultation with the other priests, and then stood up.
Hear now the interpreted word of his greatness, the King Tepikaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, steersman of the Bark of the Sun, guardian of the secret knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, keeper of the way, the flail of mercy, the highborn one, the never-dying king. Patorn the farmer will at once pay 18 toons in back rent to Prince Imtebos. Prince Imtebos will at once pay 12 toons into the temple offerings of the gods of the river. Long live the king! Bring on the next case!
Tepic beckoned to Dios again.
Is there any point in me being here?
He demanded in an overheated whisper.
Please be calm, sire. If you were not here, how would the people know that justice had been done?
But you twist everything I say.
No, sire. Sire, you give the judgment of the man. I interpret the judgment of the king.
I see, said Tepic grimly. Well, from now on...
There was a commotion outside the hall. Clearly there was a prisoner outside who was less than confident in the king's justice, and the king didn't blame him. He wasn't at all happy about it either. It turned out to be a dark-haired girl, struggling in the arms of two guards and giving them the kind of blows with fist and heel that a man would blush to give. She wasn't wearing the right kind of costume for the job either. It would be barely adequate for lying around peeling grapes in. She saw Tepic and, to his secret delight, flashed him a glance of pure hatred. After an afternoon of being treated like a mentally deficient statue, it was a pleasure to find someone prepared to take an interest in him. He didn't know what she had done, but judging by the thumps she was landing on the guards, it was a pretty good bet that she'd done it to the very limits of her ability. Dios bent down to the level of the mask's ear holes.
Her name is Petrachi, he said, a handmaiden of your father. She has refused to take the potion.
What potion? Said Tepic.
It is customary for a dead king to take servants with him into the netherworld, sire.
Tepic nodded gloomily. It was a jealously guarded privilege, the only way a penniless servant could ensure immortality. He remembered grandfather's funeral and the discreet clamour of the old man's personal servants. It had made father depressed for days.
Yes, but it's not compulsory, he said.
Yes, sire, it is not compulsory.
Father had plenty of servants.
I gather she was his favourite, sire.
What exactly has she done wrong, then?
Dios sighed, as one might if one were explaining things to an extremely backward child.
She has refused to take the potion, sire.
Sorry, I thought you said it wasn't compulsory, Dios.
Yes, sire. It is not, sire. It is entirely voluntary. It is an act of free will, and she has refused it, sire.
Ah, one of those situations, said Tepic.
The Jelly Baby was built on those sort of situations. Trying to understand them could drive you mad. If one of his ancestors had decreed that night was day, people would go around groping in the light. He leaned forward.
Step forward, young lady, he said.
She looked at Dios.
His greatness, the King Tepikaimon the 28th.
Do we have to go through all that every time?
Yes, sire. Lord of the heavens, charioteer of the wagon of the sun, steersman of the bark of the sun, guardian of the secret...